The General Assembly's annual 90-day session wrapped up last night. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the legislature ran out the clock on a bill aimed at giving licenses to grow medical marijuana to minority-owned businesses.
The Senate and House spent the night disagreeing on specific details. Both versions would have changed the makeup of the state's Medical Cannabis Commission, which regulates the new industry, and increased the number of licenses to grow and process the drug to give licenses to minority-owned businesses. House Minority Leader Nick Kipke, who was on the committee that considered the bill, said the disagreement centered on two businesses that were initially approved to get licenses and then, because of a quirk in the state's medical marijuana law, lost them.
The Senate seems to want to guarantee in state law that two companies get licenses, two specific companies get licenses. The House's position is that we shouldn't be directly ensuring that they be gifted with those licenses.
The House committee agreed to the Senate's bill with 10 minutes to spare before the legislative session ended. But when it came to the floor, opponents ran out the clock. Baltimore City Delegate Cheryl Glenn, who sponsored the bill and pushed heavily for its success, said she was too disappointed to talk after the session ended at midnight. Earlier in the day, she pressed the need for the legislation.
Everybody, especially the speaker, knows how important that bill is and that we cannot conclude sine die without passage of House Bill 1443.
Members of the Legislative Latino Caucus also ended the session disappointed.
Senator Bobby Zirkin, shame on you!
Delegate Jocelyn Peña Melnick criticized Zirkin, who chairs the Judicial Proceedings Committee, at a Latino Caucus press conference yesterday afternoon. Zirkin's committee rejected a bill that would have protected immigrants in their interactions with law enforcement. A key aspect of the bill was that it would have prevented local Maryland jails from honoring detainers, requests by federal immigration agents that the jail hold an immigrant without a warrant. Immigration advocates argue those detainers violate immigrants' rights. But Zirkin said that would have meant releasing potentially violent criminals.
If all of a sudden you had Muhammad Atta, who Homeland Security was concerned was going to take flying lessons and they were concerned about him as a terrorist threat, and for whatever reason they picked him up on a driving suspended, this law in its original form would have had Maryland cutting that guy loose, which is obviously idiotic.
So the committee killed the bill with the prohibition on detainers and tried to tack some of the bill's less controversial components onto an unrelated measure. The bill failed on the floor. Peña Melnick blamed Zirkin for the outcome.
You played with us. You killed the bill. You amended it to another bill. You held it on the floor. On sine die, you knew what you were doing. Shame on you, and I hope your district takes you out.
Zirkin was unfazed.
I'm here to do substantive law. You do policy, and the politics takes care of the politics.
On the other hand, Governor Larry Hogan was happy with the session's outcome.
I think we got more accomplished in this 90 days than we did in the first two legislative sessions added together.
Among his priority efforts, Hogan touted legislation that expands the definition of conflicts of interest for lawmakers and makes it easier for the public to access public officials' annual financial disclosure filings. The measure, which got a final vote in the House on Saturday, comes in a year when multiple current and former state legislators face corruption charges. Meanwhile, Attorney General Brian Frosch celebrated over the passage of a bill that authorizes him to bring legal challenges against pharmaceutical companies that excessively raise prescription drug prices.
Price gouging, and surprisingly of generic drugs, has been a huge problem over the past several years. People are having to choose between paying the rent and maintaining their health.
That bill gained final approval on sine die. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.